Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today. Happy Thursday. Hope you've had a great week. And I want to just say a huge thank you to every one of you who participated in the great giveaway yesterday. We were so inspired. We couldn't even get to all the stories. But just thank you for being the hands and feet of Christ, for all of those random acts of kindness. I want you just to imagine, step back and get a big picture of the ripple effect of what your kindness has done for the kingdom of God, for people in need. We were so inspired. We shared some of your stories at our staff meeting this morning and got choked up at the thought of just you reaching out the way that you did. And a special congratulations to Heidi and Terry, who won the great giveaway baskets. And thanks for your stories. So inspired by you. And keep it up. We just are so encouraged by your hearts for the Lord and for those in need around you. Well, I'm so excited for today's show. I'm joined by singer-songwriter Sarah Renner, and we're going to hear her faith story. We're going to listen to her powerful music. I've known her for 20 years, and I'll tell you, the first time she got on the stage to lead worship and she opened her mouth, I about fell over because her voice is much bigger than she is. So let me tell you about her. You're in for a real treat. Soul singer Sarah Renner is an award-winning songwriter and vocalist who's performed in over 1,000 churches, festivals, and event centers in 30 states and 10 countries. Her music is sold around the world in countries including Japan, Singapore, South Africa, and Canada. She's frequently asked to speak, sing, and lead worship at women's retreats, banquets, and conferences, and she's currently the director of contemporary worship at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Matamidi, Minnesota. You can learn more about her on the web at sararenner.com. Sarah, glad to have you finally in studio. Thanks for joining us today.
So wonderful to be here, Susan.
You know, it's way overdue. We should have had you long ago.
And yes, you should have.
It's true. And you got to come back because people are in for such a treat. And you just, God has, he's written a story with your life that to me is just so beautiful. And I'm so excited for you to share with our listeners today. So we start out all of our conversations talking scripture. And one of the reasons we do this is because God's word is living and active. And so day after day after day, our listeners get to hear from people who say, this verse means a lot to me, and let me tell you why. And it brings life, you know?
Yeah.
And so you chose John 1, verses 1 through 5. And wondering if you wouldn't mind reading the passage and then share why you picked it.
Absolutely. John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Other translations say the darkness can never extinguish it.
Mm.
That, to me, is the most meaningful telling of the Christmas story that there is. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In him was life. And that life was the light of men, the light of everyone. I have, in my life, experienced some sadness and some darkness, as I believe everyone has. And to have the hope of the light of the world, to see that little baby Jesus as the light of the world and our hope and our Savior, is so meaningful to me. And to know that light drives out darkness. And that's not just a... that's not just a big picture thing. That's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
His light can drive out our darkness daily, minute by minute.
That's right. I mean, and there are dark corners of our soul, places where wounds or lies are still hidden. And something about that journey with God, where as we give him more access to our story and give him even permission to invade those places, he turns the light on, not to expose us, but to expose the lie.
Right.
Right.
And the darkness has to flee.
Exactly. It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, give us a little backstory, if you would, on your faith journey.
Well, I've known Jesus my entire life, and I was born in kind of a crisis situation to a single mom, and she gave her life to Jesus while she was pregnant with me.
Really?
And it was transformational for her, and as a result, introduced me to Jesus right away. And God has always been a part of my life. I have, throughout the years, strengthened my faith and my commitment as I've learned more about God and made that decision for myself. But that's how it all started.
Mm, how precious. When did you first realize you could sing?
Well, my grandpa, who is 92 years old, Joseph Sancelli is his name. He is a lover of music, and he would come home from work. We lived with my grandparents for a number of years, and he would come home from work every day and sit down at the piano, and I would sit right next to him. And he
and
would have me sing.
How old are you?
Oh, three, four years old at the time. And my family is very musical. It's a big part of what we do. And I just always could sing, and Grandpa would encourage me to sing. And I think my hits as a three-year-old were Morning Has Broken and A Sunbeam.
Okay.
A Sunbeam.
Love it. I'm best known for Sunbeam.
Yes, a Sunbeam. Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam. And I just always was given opportunities to sing, sometimes in front of lots of people, and develop the confidence that comes with success in singing in front of lots of people when you're young. And so it's just always been a part of my life.
It's amazing. I mean, he had his hand on you from the very, very beginning.
I believe that.
Okay. Well, talk to us about the song Give Love.
You know, when Christmas carols, this is a new original Christmas tune written by Nate Saban, who produced my latest Christmas record and has produced almost all of my CDs up to this point. When Christmas carols were written like 100 years ago, you know, the Joy to the Worlds and the Go Tell It on the Mountains, I don't know that we had the same consumerism that we do today. And all of the distractions that come with this season. And Give Love addresses the real meaning of the season.
Mm. Okay, so we're going to hear this live. And by the way, we've got four CDs of Sarah's in studio to give away. If you've got a question for Sarah, maybe you even have a song request, we'll put her on the spot. If she can't do it, she'll say she can't do it. We've got four copies of Shine the Light. And so I'll throw that number out there as we listen to Sarah sing, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Email is Susie at myfaithradio.com. Sarah's singing Give Love live here in the studio.
Give love, spend time, give someone a little piece of your life. If you want to make this Christmas shine, give love. A house full of presents, packages shine. It's never enough when all of the best gifts don't even cost a dime. Give them what they really want. Give love, spend time, give someone a little piece of your life. Look at that baby wrapped up in white, sent like a gift from above. Oh, the love of the Father came to us all. Of your life, if you wanna make
if you want to make this Christmas shine, give love. Give love. Give love.
Spectacular. Absolutely amazing. I have singer-songwriter Sarah Renner in studio. That was a background track, her singing live. That's Give Love off of her album. Is this off of the album Shine the Light?
It sure is.
Okay, we've got four copies to give away. We've got a question for Sarah. Now is the time to ask it. 877-933-2484. We've got Katarina calling in from Abbotsford. Katarina, you're welcome. Welcome. You're on the air with Sarah Renner. How are you doing today?
Oh, very, very good. Sarah,
do I have her there?
Beautiful voice.
Give it another try.
How blessed are you? I have a request.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get her, but I see her question is, can Sarah sing O Come Emmanuel? Now, we're really putting you on the spot. I didn't even tell you we were going to do this. So feel free to go, no, I can't do that.
I can sing a little bit of it.
Okay, just a cappella. How about that?
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Shall come to you, O Israel.
Man, I just have the holy goosebumps. It's so beautiful, Sarah. Thank
love
you.
Love that song. Thanks,
it's
Katarina.
Gorgeous, and thank you for just throwing that out there. How I would love to be able to just go, oh, okay, here you go. I'll give it a shot and have it sound like
that's
that.
That's a lot of years of singing these Christmas carols.
Sister. Sure. You and I shared the stage a few years ago at a Christmas event. That was such a treasure. You sang and I spoke. And so, you know, when you think about Christmas time, first of all, the Give Love song fits so well with this great giveaway that we do every year, where we just mobilize our friends. Do the best thing you can with $15. That's a starting place. It doesn't even have to be that, but go do a random act of kindness. And we give them about a month notice and say, on this date, come back, tell us what happened. And we just send them out on a mini mission trip. And so the calls just lit up the screen yesterday as people shared how they gave love away. And but also, this is a time often when suffering feels amplified because it's contrasted with what looks like such perfect celebration.
Right.
And you're no stranger to suffering and angst. What word of encouragement maybe could you give to someone who's feeling like, I see everybody else looking so happy, but I feel like I'm bleeding under my armor? What could you say to them?
Well, one of the other scriptures that I love to quote this time of year is Matthew 11, and it's verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden that I give you is light. There's that light word again.
Yeah.
It's difficult to give love unless you first know the love and the light of God for you. And it's time to receive it. It's time to even pursue it.
Yeah.
I think oftentimes we just wait for it to just land in our laps, but a lot of times we got to turn the light switch on. We need to be willing to pursue the light of God, and God is faithful. God will meet you where you are.
Yeah.
In the point of your need.
So good. A while back, we had Kay Warren on. It was 2 weeks, actually, prior to her son committing suicide. And she's got a book called Choose Joy. And she's no stranger to suffering either, even prior to that, a cancer survivor, and just the things that people say about them as a family. And she's such a grounded, godly woman.
Yeah.
And she was saying how when she would have joy, she'd always be sad that it would also be marked by sorrow. Like, this good thing is happening over here, but this painful thing is happening over here. Why are these two always going hand in hand? And she said, the Lord just really spoke to her and said, in this world, you'll have trouble. And so she said, I started to see it as train tracks where there's joy and sorrow. Where there's joy, there's going to be sorrow because it's in this life. But she said, if you watch a train track go away in the distance, it goes, the two become one. And she said, in our eternity, that's how it's going to go, that the track of sorrow will drop off and we'll only know joy. And so let's choose joy today. And I just, I love that because, as you said, there's a pursuit that's involved and an intentionality on our part. I could totally lament over this to the point where I lose focus, but I'm going to choose joy. And talk to us about the song Come and Worship before you sing that for us.
Come and Worship is another original, new original Christmas song written by Nate Saban. And the progression of it is come and worship Christ the Lord, and then come and fall down at his feet. And then, this is the best part, the third verse says, come and never be the same.
Wow.
Come and never be the same. We are transformed in the presence of God.
Indeed.
And God, God asks that we bring our heart in worship to him.
Love that. So this is off of her CD. It's Shine the Light. You'll hear this off the CD. We've got three copies left. Let's hear the CD.
Come and worship Christ the Lord. Come and worship Christ the Lord. He is lovely, pure and holy.
There's just something so reverent about getting in his presence, especially at this time. As you said, the consumerism, all that aside, just going, this is the King we worship. And you come in his presence and you're never the same.
Yep.
Beautiful, Sarah. So wonderful. 877-933-2484. I've got Scott calling in with a question for Sarah, calling in from Hopkins. Scott, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank
you. Are we having phone troubles? So Scott asks, we're having phone troubles. Scott, I see your question. It says, here's another one thrown at you, and it's okay to say no. Can Sarah sing Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, let me see if I can get the words right.
Yep.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would heal our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would walk where angels trod and the sleeping babe you're holding is the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Man, close. That was amazing. Thank you. And if you know, feel free to call in because Grace is able to get your question. We can. You noticed how this has worked out so far. You haven't gotten on the air, but we've got two songs that
we hear you
are amazing. We hear you. 877-933-2484. So Angie writes in, Angie Bitson, and she says, I love that Sarah's scripture was John 1, verses 1 through 5. To introduce my 3-year-old daughter to God's word, I've been having her memorize passages. I started with John 3:16, then moved to John 1, verses 1 and 2. Now that she has those two pretty much down, I've been pondering what verses to teach her next. After hearing Sarah's scripture and her explanation, I now know. I never thought of those verses in that way. How beautiful. And Susie, you were right about Sarah's voice. Wow. Merry Christmas to both of you and happy belated birthday, Susie. Thank you, Angie. God bless you. I'm going to make sure you get a copy of Sarah's CD. So, so amazing. So we just have a minute or two before break. So here's a random question. How did the jazz piece kind of evolve in your music? Did you have a natural draw to that style of music, or how did that happen?
My mother was a big Andre Crouch fan, jazz gospel infusion, and he's just such a pioneer in the Christian music industry. And so growing up, we listened to a lot of different music, but Andre Crouch was always my favorite for some reason. And I always have gravitated towards those more complex, rich harmonic chords that are found in jazz. I love great harmonies, singing and hearing them, especially on piano. And then I found that as I got older, I never knew I was going to be a singer as a career or as a ministry even. But I started listening and singing and receiving ministry from music, and gospel and jazz was what got to my heart.
Wow.
The Winans, Fred Hammond, Take Six, Take Six, and their first a cappella album. It basically changed the way I think about music, because I didn't realize that you could combine the beauty of music and the beauty of faith and message.
Yeah.
And it just, all the pieces fit together for me in gospel jazz.
Boy, it is just absolutely amazing. I'm so enjoying this time. Got Sarah Renner in studio. We're playing songs from her album, Shine the Light. She's doing some live ones as well. I didn't even tell her. I mean, I didn't plan. We're going to throw music at her. But it sort of worked out that way. And look how it's turned out. So maybe you've got a question. And she's free to say no. But maybe you've got a song you'd love to just have her try a cappella. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. When we come back, we'll hear more of Sarah's story, her faith journey, what this ministry is like for her, and lots more of her music. Do not go away. We'll be right back. Having a great time today. We've got Sarah Renner in studio. We're playing some songs off of her CD, and she's singing them live. We've had some fun throwing some songs at her, and she's sung them. Boy, has she sung them. So we've got some more resources. I think we might have one or two of her CDs left, but we've got lots of books from our resource center. If you want to give us a call, ask Sarah a question about ministry, about her music, or even try giving her a request and see what happens. 877-933-2484. So talk to us about the song, What a Blessed Child, that's off of your CD.
Well, again, this song is written by Nate Saban, a really wonderful songwriter. Another original Christmas song. I do some traditional, and I'll do those a little later in the show. The chorus of What a Blessed Child, and he will be the light of the world, and he will shine through the dark, and he will bring everlasting joy to our hearts. What a blessed child. Reminds me of the Isaiah 9:2 passage that we hear so much. The people in great darkness have seen the light. And it's encouraging. So I enjoy singing an original song.
I have to just tell you that the Spirit of God is just so alive in you that when you talk about Jesus and you talk about the babe and you talk about the light, your whole countenance lights up. And there's just something about the power of the life of Christ in us that it's like the Jesus in me sees the Jesus in you so clearly. And that's what I love about these in-studio interviews. But I just really do appreciate Christ in you, Sarah, so much.
Thanks, Susie.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's hear this song, What a Blessed Child.
What a blessed child, what a holy night, what a glorious star, isn't he bright? Oh, what a blessed child.
absolutely amazing. Every song, Sarah, I just love. Thank you so much.
Susie, thank you for featuring my music so much on the show. I feel like my music speaks for me. I've become, over the years, better at communicating my message as I talk, but it's always been first for me to communicate through music, and I do feel like that's God's first gift to me. So thank you for featuring it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just so honored. You know, speaking of having a ministry, you're on stages all over the place, you know, all over the world. And what are some of the challenges for you of having an upfront ministry?
Well, I'm an introvert, and I'm a little shy.
And then she opens her mouth and belts this large voice out.
And again, music has always been a mouthpiece for my heart and for what God has done in my life. Challenges are just time and the energy that it takes and what you give every time you give on stage to people.
You empty your pockets, don't you? I mean, I feel that way.
Emptying is a good word for it. And it requires more and more vulnerability if you really want to do it well. If you really, really do want to bring people towards the heart of God, you have to give more and more of you to do that. You have to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's exhausting.
So exactly. I mean, on a different level, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, how does the enemy come against you with your identity? In fact, you don't have to answer that, but how do you stand when he comes against you? Because it's the who you are and whose you are that he seems to go after for all of us, but especially if you're in an upfront ministry. So what do you do to strengthen yourself in the Lord, and how do you refute the lies that he sends your way?
Well, number one, I know that that I'm not perfect, and that Jesus is my Savior, and I'm forgiven.
Amen.
And I have a relationship with God that I'm talking about to people. I'm not talking at people necessarily. I am just expressing this daily relationship that gets stronger every day, and the stronger that my spirit gets, the weaker that my flesh is, and the more I'm able to communicate the love of God. So that's one. And of course, as soon as you start numbering things, you can't think of the next one. Tell me your question again.
How you remember, how you strengthen yourself in the Lord, remember who and whose you are when that enemy tries to come against you. I love what you just said.
Yeah.
And,
is that enough?
It's totally enough. You know, we are, you know, he says, go make disciples of all men. And we all do it in our different way. And I keep reminding myself, which it's not hard to remind myself, that I'm not a speaker. I'm a disciple making disciples. Mm. Speakers expect to be treated a certain way. Disciples expect to be kicked out of town once in a while.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I want to stay true to the word, and but I am not going to become somebody who is this Americanized Christian celebrity. That's nauseating to me when you think of our brothers and sisters who are doing time in prison for preaching the gospel.
Right.
So remember, I'm a disciple helping to make disciples,
I feel like the more that the more confident I am. Just in my own ability, the worse I do.
Yeah, exactly.
and
so
I, the more vulnerable I am and open to the Holy Spirit and aware of the fact that, that I just need to step out there and do what I'm, made to do, the more God is able to use me.
So good. So good. So true. My friend Joanna Weaver always says, we're vessels that he fills and spills. You know, we're vessels that he fills us up and he spills us out.
Yeah.
And but the treasure is the treasure within. He's the treasure. So Joy to the World, tell us about this song and then we'll hear it.
Well, we all know Joy to the World, right?
Yes, we do.
But, you know, we only, seems like we only know just a couple verses of all these carols. You know, we only get to one and two, or we do one and four. We always select a few. My favorite verse of Joy to the World is, I think, the one that always gets ignored, and that's, no more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings known, far as the curse is found.
Whoa, when you think
and
about
to me,
that.
That's just like, you know, blessings are chasing down this curse.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the power of God. so many of these carols have those rich words for us. Sometimes we have to decipher them a little bit because it's such high, lofty language. But this is one, just in the simple fact that we can choose joy this season. We talked about that already. Joy to the world. Literally, Jesus came and brought joy, true joy, to the world.
Indeed. As you're talking, I'm thinking of the passage, blessings overtake, chase and overtake the righteous. I mean, he really does go after us with such a passionate love. So Sarah's going to be singing this live with the background track. Here it is.
Here we go.
Joy to the world. Sing. Man, I love that. Oh, that was amazing. How fun, Sarah. I want to make sure we squeeze in the last three songs. I'm thinking if we move them along, if you don't mind, because this is so great. Talk to us about Come to Jesus.
Mm. Well, Come to Jesus is written by a wonderful songwriter. Her name is Mindy Smith, and she does a lot of bluegrass and country. And you might have just listened to me sing the last four songs and gone, you know, bluegrass and country, where does that come from? How did you find this song to sing for yourself, Sarah Renner? Well, I heard it, and I heard the soul in it.
Yes, there it is.
And I recently, 2 years ago, 2011, I recorded an acoustic record with a wonderful guitar player named Bruce Valgaard. And we did a version of this song, and it's one of my most popular songs that I do at shows. Come to Jesus, let him hold you in his arms.
Can't wait to hear it. Come to Jesus. Here it is off the CD.
Angels to dance around your shoulder, 'cause at times in life you need a helping hand. Oh, my baby, when you're praying, leave your burden by my door. You have Jesus standing at your bedside to keep you calm, to keep you safe away from harm. Worry not, my daughter. Worry not, my son. Child, when life don't seem worth living, Jesus, let him hold you in his arms. Oh, my baby, when you're crying, never hide your face from me. I have conquered death and driven out the demons. I have come with a light to set you free, yes. Worry not, my daughter. Worry not, my son. Child, life don't seem worth living. Come to Jesus, let him hold his arm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That song is called Come to Jesus. It's absolutely amazing, Sarah. Love it. That should be on the radio if it's not already. We have two songs left, and I so want to hear your heart behind the song that you're going to sing live, Forgive, and want to give some time at the end to go out with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Sure.
So say a word, if you would, about the song Forgive.
Well, we talked about in that last song, in Come to Jesus, the light of God can set you free. One of the things that I think keeps us in our chains is unforgiveness. And especially at this time of year, when we are with those that are closest to us, with the most capacity at times to hurt us, and with whom we have the most passionate relationships, forgiveness is a really big deal.
Sure is.
And it can literally set your heart free if you choose it, and all in the context of understanding that Jesus was the first to offer us forgiveness and asked that we do the same.
Mm. While we were yet sinners, while we were in full motion of our sinning, he died. Isn't that amazing? So this song you're going to sing live with your background track, it is called Forgive. This is Sarah Renner.
Tragedy. So many words left unsaid are still here ringing in your head. Let all the demons that led you here disappear. If you want to live, forgive. We walk this world with wounded hearts, define our faces by our scars, till pain begins to taste like before the ones who loved you here disappear. If you wanna live, forgive.
I think that might be my favorite song this hour. That was profound and beautiful and so prophetic for somebody listening today, I'm
absolutely
sure of it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, before we pray, I'm sure many are listening who want to know how to get in touch with you, maybe to book you for their events. Did they just go to your website?
Yep, sararenner.com. And now that's Sarah without an H.
Okay, that's important to know, sararenner.com. We're going to pray. And if we end early enough, Matt, we can come up behind that with have yourself a merry little Christmas. I wonder if you just pray for that person listening today in need of forgiveness and hoping for reconciliation.
Yeah. Lord God, there are so many of us stuck, frozen, And Lord, I just pray for those listeners now that are struggling with anger and disappointment and unforgiveness, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would reveal your tender mercies to them and empower them and strengthen them to give that gift to others, whether it's reciprocated or not, Lord. Set your captives free by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sarah, my friend, thank you for joining us today. It's been an honor.
Yeah, thank you, Susie.
Here's a portion of her song.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Wow, fabulous show today. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. You've been listening to Live the Promise. You can find a podcast of today's show on our website at myfaithradio.com. Share Sarah's music. You can share this show with a click of a button. Send it out by Facebook, email, and Twitter. Tomorrow, I'll be talking with Pastor Matt Chandler of the Village Church. We're going to talk about what it means to die to ourselves so that we may live for Christ. Powerful show. We pre-recorded that interview. You're going to love it. I'll leave you with this thought. You hear it every day. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.